Science takes many forms. In Burlington, Washington State University operates a lab where you can eat the experiments. The Bread Lab looks for ways to improve upon wheat. KNKX producer Jeffrey Reddick paid a visit and told me all about it.
All right, so you went to the Bread Lab, Jeffrey Reddick, but you did not go there alone.
No, I went with Nancy Leeson, and she was super excited about this from the beginning. Like, and so, of course, when I got there, she was already there.
She was that eager.
and when I showed up, she was eating. It was a croissant.
I was surprised at how much I like it, because I happen to have a little bit of a bias against whole wheat, as opposed to mixing other types of flour with whole wheat.
If you want to mix a little whole wheat in with your white, that's fine as sort of a gateway to whole wheat.
So that guy is Stephen Jones. Mm-hmm. He's the one who created the Bread Lab in the first place. Mm. Bread Lab is part of Washington State University.
Okay.
So Stephen Jones is a geneticist, and he's a wheat breeder.
A wheat breeder,
yeah. Before we get there, I want to make the point that Nancy was raised upright, and she showed up with a gift.
I brought you a loaf of bread, and I'm very curious for you to break into it, cut into it, and have a taste and tell me what you think of it.
It's absolutely gorgeous. So the exterior, the crust is beautiful. We just sort of filleted it open like that, and the crumb is gorgeous and moist. It's beautiful.
I'd be curious to know if you can taste what type of flours I've used.
So is it like an emmer or an einkorn and bread wheat?
Half triticale and half bread flour. So the triticale is a hybrid of wheat and rye.
You know, after the fact, we can sort of pick that up, but that's a tough one to pick up. So congratulations, you stumped us.
Way to go.
That was fun.
That's great. Now, Nancy has brought in bread here to KNKX before. It is outstanding. And that was fun to listen to, but it doesn't sound like you went up there to play, you know, stump the chef.
Right.
Okay. When
we were there, we watched them getting all these little tiny loaves of testing ready for the oven. The test baker is Julia Burstein.
We have like over 100 samples of wheat from Montana that we're testing, and they're all pretty similar, but they could be grown in different places or they could be different varieties. And we treated them this exact same way when we mixed and folded and shaped, and now we are just going to score them and bake them.
So, Julia, I bought myself a lahm, and what a lahm is, can you explain what it is?
It's a very thin blade that you use to score or make a cut in the top of a loaf of bread.
Right, and it looks just like, you know, your grandfather's razor blade.
Yeah.
On, in your case, just a stick.
Yeah.
And explain, more importantly, why somebody would use one.
So, when you make a score mark, you're letting a specific part of the bread steam, and you're opening up sort of the inside to the surface, and that creates a canvas for different colors to emerge when you bake it.
I have to ask, is this the best smelling room you've ever been in your life?
You don't have to know the address of this place. Like if you are you sort just... of in the general area.
Like in the cartoons when like the yes. pie on the windowsill and the character would just kind of float
yes.
through the air.
Yes.
Okay.
Back to the idea of where they start is in the ground and the wheat. There's one guy who's in charge of that part.
Okay.
Tell me who you are and what you do here.
My name's Steve Lyon, and they really don't know what to call me. I say I do everything in the dirt. See what?
You mean you're the guy with a pitchfork?
I'm the farmer. What's different that we're doing here than when we're in eastern Washington, and it sounds so dumb, but we actually taste the bread before we release a variety. It's so fun because I have a lot of heritage wheats, really old varieties. 2 years ago, I brought one into Julia to test bake. It's an old French line. And she hollered at me, said, come smell this. It had a citrusy smell to it. She said it was lemon. I could tell it was citrus.
You don't even need to put orange marmalade on your toast.
No.
You just have the toast.
It's incredible.
Citrusy wheat.
Right. And so like,
wow.
It just really underscored to me the experimentation that they get to do there.
Mm-hmm.
So far, everything that I've shared with you has happened in this one main room where they do a lot of the test baking. There's a mill room right next to that. And then the room next to that is where we met Nels Brisbane.
I'm the culinary director here at the Bread Lab, and I'm focusing on non-bread-based applications of grains.
Okay, wait. What?
Right. Non-bread-based applications of grains.
All right.
We should just let him explain.
Here we have poblano peppers. They are filled with a miso that has been made from local barley and local chickpeas. Then I piped it inside of the poblano peppers, and then they get roasted and then hung to air dry. They air dry for about 2 months, but can be ready as soon as 1 month.
Ready for what?
They actually eat almost like a charcuterie.
No kidding. So yeah. Do you then take the outside poblano off and eat the inside? Or are you supposed to eat the poblano too?
Would you like to experience it? And then you,
would I?
So you can kind of see.
Okay, so that's, it is the middle. You're not. You wouldn't necessarily be eating this
you,
part.
Yeah, you can.
Oh my. Wow. That is beyond incredible.
Yeah.
Mm. So I'm tasting a lot of deep flavor that is very similar to what I would think of if I took a little bit of miso on a spoon.
Mm-hmm. This is a spice version.
Oh, man. So there's a lot of stuff going on there because you get those really peppery notes. This is delicious. You're kidding me. This is made out of just grains grown locally here in Skagit?
Other than black pepper and kosher salt, this is 100% Skagit.
And you said it's all from the Skagit Valley.
Right. And so that's...
Except for the salt and pepper, but you know.
Right. What I realized being there is that the Bread Lab and the magic Skagit, as they say there, it's become like this touchstone for people who are interested in doing this kind of thing in their own communities.
Wheat from your lab has been venerated now all over our country as well as internationally, and people come here to this Bread Lab from all over the world.
We're part of a system that has been needed, right? So people want their regional grain system back. They want something back that we had lost. And it's not going backwards. I think it's a really important point. It's just capturing something that we should not have lost. The big part of what we do, I mean, we bake a lot of bread and cookies, but we're wheat breeders first, and we work with the farmers first. So we help the farmers become more economically stable in this environment.
And people think of the Skagit as a place to come see tulips, but people like me see it, and you, I'm sure, see it as a place where we're preserving farmland and keeping this little bit of beautiful geography for time immemorial, we hope.
Does the public have access to this? I mean, is this just a thing that's reporting results to farmers and commercial bakeries, or are they serving anybody who has a question about their bread that they're baking?
Yeah, that's a good question. So the same day we were there, they also had this group from LeConnor High School. Some of them already knew about the Bread Lab, either because their parents are farmers and they've, you know, grown up on a farm, or because their parents have gone to cooking school.
Oh.
There's a King Arthur sponsored cooking school that's attached to the Bread Lab.
King Arthur's the popular brand of baking supplies, flour especially.
Right. And they've got two cooking schools in the country. One of them is in Skagit County at the Bread Lab. I feel really lucky that I got to go there with Nancy and kind of watch her just be incredibly excited and fascinated with all the stuff that they're doing.
Well, Jeffrey Reddick, thank you for taking us to the Bread Lab in Skagit County.
Absolutely, Ed. It was a lot of fun.